Welcome to Scaling Wellness, the podcast that will give you all the tools you need to grow your wellness business and thrive in the online space. I'm your host, Caroline Kopp, Pilates teacher and health coach, turned business mentor for wellness experts, teachers and coaches just like you. This is the podcast where we uncover the strategies, stories and tools to help you to scale your wellness business, build impactful digital products and create the time, money and freedom that you crave. If you're ready to grow your online presence, make a bigger impact with your clients and in the wellness industry, and uncap your revenue, you are in the right place. Let's dive in. Hello there, and welcome to Scaling Wellness. And if you are listening to this on the day it is released, then happy Easter, or happy Easter Monday. I know it's funny, a lot of people say to me that they actually have this podcast as part of their routine, which I really love hearing, obviously, that they wait for Monday, they get their earpods in, they do their usual dog walk, and this is the routine. So whether or not you're actually in that routine today, who knows, because it is Bank Holiday Monday. But if you are, hopefully I am coming at you into your kind of calm, relaxed, chill out day. And hopefully this will give you a kind of dose of normality in amongst what can be sometimes chaotic days when schools are off and children are off and everyone's high on chocolate. So I wanted to talk to you today about the idea of audience building. Now, this is something that I think most wellness experts struggle with. I think it's often used as a sign of whether a business is doing well or not externally. I think lots of us feel like we aren't doing well unless we have a big audience. And what I want to say very, very clearly at the beginning of this episode is this. Your follower count on social media has no reflection on your business. And the reason why I say this is because in my experience and what I've seen, because I do get to look behind the scenes of some pretty big businesses, is that very often a follower count is a vanity metric. It's not usually correlated to the actual impact or freedom or revenue that that business is providing. Okay. And actually, what I want to be really clear on is that most of us, when we're creating our digital side of our businesses, are doing it, and let's be honest about this, we're doing it because we want to change our lives. We want to create that level of freedom that we don't currently have when we're working with clients one-on-one. We want to create that level of income that we just cannot seem to get when we're working time for money. And we also want to create that level of impact on our clients' lives, that additional impact over and above what we are currently able to provide, but also the impact in the industry, being recognized for the work that we do and how great we are at doing this work. And I think what I often see is businesses that look really impressive from the outside, but actually behind the scenes are not doing those things, are not giving the owner the freedom that they want, are not actually making the money that they look like they should be, but also they're not as impactful as they seem. Now, I think we need to be really, really careful when we're looking at this to consider what you really want from your business. Do you care that you have 100,000 followers on Instagram and a load of trolls? Do you care that people externally look at you and think, oh, she's doing well? Or do you want money? Do you want freedom? Do you want actual success? Or do you want to look like you have success? And they are often two very different things. Most wellness experts believe fundamentally that you need a bit of bigger audience before you can make real money online. But what if that belief is the exact thing that is keeping you stuck? So what I want to really cover with you today is the idea that your audience comes as a secondary to creating your digital program. You have to have a good product, you have to have a good program, you have to be making a difference in people's lives, and then the audience comes. It's like a halo effect, but it's not the starting point. And I think one thing I just wanted to say on this, because I have been absolutely guilty of this, and I think often when we're coming into the online space, we look around us, right? You know, it's normal to be looking around and seeing what other people are doing. And when you look around, the people that you see that are doing big things are also the people that tend to have the big audiences. And so it's tempting to believe that until you have that big audience, you can't be doing the big things. But in actual fact, that is not true. That is not true. I know people that are making way, you know, multiple six figures with an audience of under 1,000 people on Instagram. I know people that are working 3 days a week with an audience of under 1,000 on Instagram. I also know people with audiences of 100,000 plus who are not monetizing that audience, who are not able to find something that actually makes them money. Because what we really need is an audience of people who are aligned and who are going to buy our products. What we don't need is a vanity metric and a high number. And yeah, you know, we might get a free load of supplements here and there, and we might get a freebie, you know, a couple of freebies sent our way here and there. But really and truly, that's not the goal. The goal is to be making the money. And so I think sometimes we are swayed by looking at these audiences and thinking, right, okay, that person over there is doing really well. I need an audience of that size. And that's essentially the wrong place to start. The other thing that I think that we see quite a bit is this idea that we need a big audience in order to create a product so that we can sell it cheap, so that we can kind of deliver something at the kind of lower end of the scale. Because most of us feel more comfortable selling something for £10 than we do selling something for £1,000. And so there's also this kind of idea that actually, if I want to feel comfortable selling, I need to get the big audience first, and then I can go low ticket, high volume. And again, it's a really slow way to get to the success that you want. Now, when you're creating your digital product, what I would advise that you always do, particularly if you are starting out and you do have a small audience, you know, maybe you've only got a couple of hundred people on your mailing list, a few thousand on Instagram or less, the easiest place to start is to really get clear on your messaging. So step one, if you want to be writing notes, the first thing I'm going to get you to do is get really clear on what it is you're selling. And I know you, I'm a broken record, I know it, because pretty much every episode I talk about the same things. You have to have a clear, defined transformation for your audience. You have to know exactly, in uncomfortable detail, you have to know and understand your ideal client. And when you know those things, you can actually make really consistent good money from a very, very small audience. You don't need a lot of people if you know who they are. So what I find is that big audiences often really struggle to convert, actually, because they're usually just so generic. But when you have a small audience of really aligned clients with really clear messaging and extreme demand, you will find that a small audience converts better than a big audience. So that is step one, is get really clear on who you're selling to and what you're selling. Now, the next thing to bear in mind is that if you are where you are with a smaller audience, you are far better off finding a transformation that you can charge a reasonable fee for and having a low number of people paying a little bit more. So you might be looking at more of a bespoke journey, a bespoke transformation. You might be looking at tailoring it a little bit to the individuals that come through, but charging a little bit more. Because if you want a bigger audience and you want to go low ticket, you're going to need a big audience. And as you know, creating and building an audience is not easy. And so your fastest way to create regular income and freedom in your business is going to be to target a small number of people, but charge them a little bit more, rather than spending your life creating content that isn't converting, chasing followers, or selling something that barely moves the needle for people. It's not easier. It's actually harder to go low ticket, high volume than it is to go higher or mid to high ticket and sell less of them. Okay? So again, I've already mentioned we want to start with one person, one problem, one meaningful outcome. And I would tag on to that one higher value offer. And then you're going to sell it directly. You're going to have conversations with people. You're going to not just, you know, speak into the ether, but you're actually going to invite people to chat to you about this. You know, you're going to maybe present more of a bespoke version, maybe tailor it a little bit more for people so that you can charge a little bit more and get this thing off the ground faster. The longer you wait around trying to build an audience and then selling something low ticket, the longer you are going to take to get to that level of freedom and revenue that you are after. Okay, building your audience is the slow route. Of course, we need to be building our audience as we go, and we're always going to be needing to bring new people in, but that is not the starting point. The starting point is just to start making sales, start getting people into your program, get your messaging sharper, make sure that content is clearer, and make sure that any people you do work with, you're making your results really, really visible for them. Also remember that once people see that you are working with clients, that you have a transformation that is working, that you are starting to deliver on this promise that you're making, then people will start to notice that. People will start to see what you're doing. You will start to get confident about it. And that those sales create confidence not only for you, but they create confidence in your audience. And that starts to attract the new audience. So this is, again, where people get stuck, that they feel like they need to create the audience first and then make the sales. But actually, we've got to start making some sales before we can invite the audience in. There's no point in going out and running ads to thousands of people if we don't have any testimonials, any social proof, any clear promise, and we don't know who we're speaking to, we don't really know what our avatar is. We would be wasting a lot of money on ads and building an audience that isn't aligned. We're far better off working with a small number of people first, creating great transformations, getting great testimonials, and then using those stories, those examples, that knowledge to then go out there and start to actively grow the audience. And that might be where we start to look at buying an audience through adverts, through advertising. We might look at starting to borrow an audience, where we look at kind of exchanging and collaborating with other experts in our space. Or we might look at building our audience and getting super crystal clear on how we're going to be starting to build our social media and start to bring people into our world. So that clarity of actually delivering something is going to be how you build your audience, not the other way around. I think most wellness experts feel like they need to start by building their audience before they can sell anything. But actually, I can almost guarantee you, you will have people in your world who want to work with you and who would be ideal clients to work with already. We just need to identify who they are and get them in. So remember this. Short episode today. So remember this one thing. Would you rather have 10,000 followers who are not aligned, who will never pay for anything, who will never work with you, who are tire kickers, who do not want what you have to sell but like watching your social media? Or would you rather have 300 followers who are aligned, who are ideal clients, who have potential, who could be paying clients? It's much better to have a small audience of aligned people than it is to have a massive audience of people that will never buy from you. So really, I want you to try not to get hung up on this vanity metric that you have to have big numbers. You really, really don't. The only big numbers we worry about in my world is your revenue and the amount of hours you're taking for yourself. Those are the numbers we want to be worried about. And those are the levers that I'm looking at. Those are the things that I'm tracking. I couldn't tell you how many followers I have on Instagram. I don't actually know how many I have on my email list, but I know it's not many. I know it's under 1500. So it's not a big email list in the scheme of things, but it is turning over a good revenue. So please, 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 from this episode, take away these things. Go away and figure out who you want to work with, what you're going to sell, and what transformation you're going to create for people. Then start doing it. Start getting some clients in. Start working with people. Start getting some transformations that you can talk about. Some social proof, some testimonials. Start sharing that knowledge, those examples. Get people excited. And then, only when you have a proven method and a proven product, then we look at growing your audience. So I really hope that's been helpful. Like I say, this is a short one today because it's Bank Holiday Monday. I hope it's been useful for you, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you soon. If you have any questions, as always, DM me on Instagram at Caroline Kopp, and I will catch up with you again next week. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Scaling Wellness. If you found today's episode valuable, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me over on Instagram at Caroline Kopp. And drop me a DM and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you know a friend or colleague in wellness who would find this podcast useful, I'd love you to share this episode with them, or maybe tag it in your socials. It might be just what they need to hear today as well. And finally, if you are enjoying the podcast, don't forget, please rate and review. It helps more wellness professionals like you to discover the show and ultimately allows us as a community to grow the wellness message and help more people. So until next time, remember, the problem you solve for your clients still exists. So keep sharing your wellness message.